Richard Arnold, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So where are you at with Omicron or Omicron?
Well, we're looking at Wall Street at the minute, where investors are reacting pretty poorly to this as part of the economic mix. The balance for the economy between the new COVID threat and rising inflation. The Dow is plunging again. It's been down more than 600 points, still hovering right about that. All this started with comments today by the Fed Chair Jerome Powell that the central bank might increase the pace of its monthly bond buys in order to fight inflation. Here's part of what he told a Senate panel.
The recent rise in COVID-19 cases and the emergence of the Omicron variant pose downside risks to the employment and economic activity and increased uncertainty for inflation.
So we'll see where they come out, but battling inflation seems to be the current priority. However, this latest crisis over the Omicron variant is moving rapidly as well. Japan sealing its borders to all foreign travelers today. President Biden saying he'll have an update on American policy on Friday, your time.
I'll be putting forward a detailed strategy outlining how we're going to fight COVID this winter, not with shutdowns or lockdowns, but with more widespread vaccinations, boosters, testing, and more.
Will another few days turn around the American vaccine hesitancy? You'd have to wonder, will the American president even manage to pronounce the name of the new variant, which is troublesome?
It's called the Omicron.
No, it isn't. Meantime, while the effects of this Omicron variant are said to be mild in South Africa, where it was first detected, it is cropping up in some very young children, even two and under, so that could account for the initial mild symptoms, say some. Results just in show that the COVID antibody cocktail made by Regeneron loses effectiveness with this new variant, so that is another point of concern.
I saw the video. I can't work out whether he's at peace with himself or he's a bit depressed, but anyway, it doesn't look like he's going to be back, does it?
It doesn't. In fact, he says directly, Tiger Woods, that he will never play golf again full time. That's one of the headlines from what are his first full public comments since the car crash back in February in California. He says of his golfing,
never full time ever again.
Perhaps, he says, he might be able to participate at some point in some tournaments.
Pick and choose is an unfortunate reality, but it's my reality. And I understand it and I accept it.
Tiger spent 3 weeks in hospital straight after that crash. Then for 3 months, we find now, 3 months after, he couldn't get out of bed at his home. At one point, he says he thought he might lose his injured leg.
There was a point in time when he was, I wouldn't say 50-50, but it was near there, but I was going to walk out of that hospital with one leg.
So he says he's been through some tough times with all of this, but he says as well,
I compete in everything I do. And right now, my competition is directed at my leg.
So there it is, a dramatic turn in a golfing career where Tiger has won, 82 tournaments, including 5 Masters.
See you Friday, Matt. Richard Arnold in the States. Just before we leave the States, interesting poll out on the Kamala Harris, top choice for the Democrats if Biden chooses not to run. The word we're getting is that Biden has told insiders that he is going to run, which seems remarkable, but, you know, time will tell. Anyway, if he doesn't, she's favourite. This is the Hill-Harris X poll. She's favoured among Democrats with 13%. She's number one at 13%. Michelle Obama's on 10. Everyone else is below 10. The usual, you know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Michael Bloomberg, Andrew Yang, Pete Buttigieg. So they're going to have to sort something out because there's no one, you know, circling around one individual candidate.